While traveling through the vastness of space, Cancer and Libra have had plenty of time to talk and get to know one another. But with no sights to see and no one else to talk to, there is still time for personal reflection. Let us look aboard the starship Cancer now, where we will find Libra in quiet contemplation.
You're right, Jason. You have been silent for quite a while.
Huh? Oh, yeah. I'm just fine. Just thinking about some of the good old days, you know?
Oh, I see. Any memory in particular?
Yeah. It's kind of funny how sometimes when you're in the good old days, they seem like they're about the worst possible situation. But then a little time passes and things keep moving forward, you know? And you can look back and you can laugh about it.
What do you mean?
Well, this one time, Crix and I were stationed at this really boring outpost. It was, what planet was it? Antinori, that was it. I was in a bad mood because it was hot and it was just the two of us stationed at this desert outpost miles from the city. I was complaining about how pointless it was because the Alliance had shut down the Sandar Rebellion a few years before, and how it was just a mission about optics and how Draxel looked. Then Crix gets all General Sun on me and he says,
Jason, you know as well as I do that part of the Alliance treaty with the Antinori is that we hold an outpost near the capital city. It's to keep our eyes and ears out for any sign that the Sandar rebels are forming again.
But, Crix, it's hot out here. I don't want to be here.
Look, there's only 3 days left in our assignment, and we will be relieved. Then we will be inside a climate-controlled ship and out of these two suns.
Crix, the only thing hot about this place is the suns. Y'all know why I say that? Because there are no ladies around for miles.
Why don't you go shoot some more targets? We both know you need it if you ever want to be as good a shot as I am.
Maybe I will go shoot some more targets, but it's not because you're telling me. It's because I want to. And by the way, you are not better than me.
Well, that doesn't sound so bad. The mighty Jason Argon can handle a little heat.
That's not even the bad part, darling. That was just how most of our assignment went.
Oh, I see. What happened?
It was our second to last night on the assignment, I think. Crix was taking the first watch, so I could get some sleep. And just before I got to sleep, he shook my shoulders, and I remember exactly what he said. He said,
Jason, get up.
Crix, what could possibly be so important that you're waking me up this early?
I don't know. Things are too quiet out there right now, though.
You're right. I don't even hear the wildlife out there.
I can't see anything out as far as the lights show. But there's that outcropping of rocks to the east that look like a good hiding spot. I'm gonna get a flare launcher ready to shoot over there. I want you to hit all the interior lights. Buy us some cover.
I'm on it.
All right, Crix, lights are off.
Great work, Jason. Stand by for launch.
All right, I'm clear. Oh, Krill, Crix, there's gotta be at least 2 dozen of them out there!
Grab your blasters and head to the tower. I'm going to grab more flares and I'll be right behind you.
This has to be the worst possible way to start your day! Crix, there's more to the west. I need some backup here.
On my way!
Crix, we are getting outnumbered here!
We gotta keep it up. They're starting to close in.
Crix, I got bad news, and I got bad news. Which one do you want to hear first?
Where did they get a Thunder Hurler? Jason, get down!
Jason? Jason! Are you okay?
I'm blind! I can't see, Crix! I'm blind! I'm blind!
No, you're not. They just knocked the power out. Are you okay?
Sorry about that. I don't know what came over me. I'm fine, thanks to you for saving me. Man, I owe you a drink.
Let's worry about that later. We have more important matters to attend to right now.
We have to take down that Thunder Hurler.
You ready to try something stupid and desperate?
Crix, I'm always ready.
I'm going to launch a flare right at them and try to blind them. Once they're illuminated, you need to light them up with your blaster. This is going to put us both out in direct view for a few seconds, though.
Ooh, buckle up, buttercups!
Let's let them take one more shot with the hurler, and as soon as they're charging for the next one, we hit them hard. We also have to be prepared for them to get in down below and start firing—
Whoa, one thing at a time there, buddy.
Right. Let's do this. Ready. Nice one, Jason!
Krill! They're in, Crix!
They have to come up the ladder one at a time if they want to get us. Just line up your shot and fire at will.
You know, this kind of reminds me of my family reunions when I was younger. Except replace those Sandar rebels with my Aunt Helen to replace us with the alcohol on the top shelf.
Huh! Won't have to shave after that one. Shield your eyes! I'm going to launch a flare down the ladder!
Let's go.
Yeah, that's right. You better run home to your mamas. Go cry to them. Go, boo-hoo, we're little Sandar rebels, and we couldn't even take a small little outpost. That's right. The team of Jason and Crix beat you. Ha!
Whew. That was some excellent shooting, my friend. Good thing this was such a boring assignment and you got all that practice in.
I think what we learned today was that I am a better shot than you, my dear sir.
Well, I certainly see what you mean by seems like the worst possible situation. You're very lucky to be alive, though I'm not sure I would consider that as the good old days myself.
Well, we made it out alive, didn't we? That night between the two of us, we took down 42 Sandar rebels and a Thunder Hurler. I would just like to say that I took out about maybe 40 of them, and he only took out about two, but we're not going to check the stats on that one. Anyways, the Alliance showed up early the next day because we weren't making our routine check-ins, due to the power being out now. They investigated and found that there were another 14 rebels holed up in some cave nearby, and they were going to restart the rebellion and get back at us. Apparently, they found the Thunder Hurler out in a desert. Can you believe that?
That's quite a lot of rebels. It sounds like the two of you made quite the team and did a very commendable job.
Yeah, I think that assignment pushed us closer together than, honestly, I've ever been with anybody before. We both knew we'd always have each other's backs, and after that, I still owe Leo a drink for saving my life. I can't believe he brought that up before we left.
I guess we'd better hurry back then so you can make good on your promise.
That's right, pretty little lady. We're gonna make record time with this one. Let's punch it.